The body of Queen Elizabeth II continued its journey across the United Kingdom today. Crowds lined up 13 deep and more to watch her casket travel through the Gothic streets of the Scottish capital, Edinburgh. While there was a lot of support in the streets today, Scotland's also home to a large and vibrant independence movement. For more, we turn to NPR's Frank Langfitt, who was in the crowd, and he joins us now to talk about all of that and more. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Eric.
So you saw the Queen's coffin pass by. Describe the scene for us today.
Yeah, you know, Eric, it was very moving. It was up the Royal Mile, which runs from the royal residence, it's Holyrood Palace, up these cobblestone streets through this old Gothic city. Spires and turrets and on the way up to Edinburgh Castle, and some people were waving Union flags out of windows. Children, the Queen's children, walked behind the hearse. King Charles was in his full military regalia, Prince Andrew in a black suit, and you could hear the hoofbeats of the horses. And so within about 15 feet of the prince, and he seemed a bit like physically weighed down by the heavy regalia, but it was very moving. And they went up to St. Giles Cathedral, and that's where the casket will remain for the next 24 hours, so people here in Scotland can pay their respects.
Frank, these are pretty large crowds. Is this just nostalgia, a sense of history? Why are people, you know, what are people telling you, why they're coming out here?
You know, a lot of it is absolutely history. You see a lot of kids in the crowd, of parents and grandparents have brought them. But there's also great affection. You know, she's the only queen that almost anybody, when you look across these crowds, has ever known in this country. And it's cliche to say so, but she was seen largely as the nation's grandmother. So there's, you know, people felt very close to her in a lot of ways.
As we mentioned, and as you've reported on a lot, there's a strong independence movement there. You know, what's the significance of starting the mourning process in Scotland?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting. Eric, of course, she died in Balmoral, you know, her castle in Scotland. She loved Scotland very much. But there's also a political element here. You know, because of this push for independence, there's the government here wants an independence referendum next year. And I think there's no doubt this was a nice gesture to the Scots who support the union. I was talking to a guy named John Steen. He's from Glasgow. He's very much a strong supporter of Scotland staying in the UK. And this is what he said.
I think with this procession today that this will quash a lot of the independence views and values, because people are turning out here to show their support for unity, for Britain and for our monarch, which is now King Charles III.
And of course, that may be a little bit of wishful thinking. I don't think this is going to make a lot of difference, but Steen is on to something. This was a nice gesture and a political one for Scots who are very loyal to the monarchy and the United Kingdom.
And Frank, King Charles spoke to Parliament for the first time today after making his first speech as king just a few days ago. What is your sense of how his new role as king is being received so far?
Well, there was some scattered applause when he drove in down the Royal Mile from the airport in his limousine. But clearly, people here are they're here for the Queen. We've reported before, King Charles is much less popular. That has a lot to do with his divorce from Princess Diana many, many years ago. People are concerned about his age. He's 73. I was talking to a woman named Norma Campbell, who was right next to me in the crowds. And I asked her a little bit about Charles, and this is what she said.
He's the same age as me, and I wouldn't like to be going out to work now.
Do you think that he's the right kind of age and personality for this job?
I'd like to have seen William taking over, somebody young.
What difference do you think that would make?
Just more enthusiastic.
And Frank, the King and Prime Minister.
I was talking about Prince William. Please continue, yes.
Well, I was just going to briefly, the King and Prime Minister are headed to Belfast, Northern Ireland. What kind of reception do you think we can expect there?
I think a very good one. I say that in Northern Ireland, there's great support for the monarchy. Remember, the Troubles, the Civil War, a lot of unionists, very loyal to the United Kingdom, fought with the IRA to stay in the United Kingdom. So, and I've been up in Protestant areas, particularly almost called the Shankill Road, and there's a giant mural of the Queen there, which you wouldn't see in hardly any other city. So I think it'll be an extremely warm reception for him. And interesting that the Prime Minister is coming along, because, of course, none of this is supposed to be political, but every little bit, I'm sure the new Prime Minister thinks helps.
NPR's Frank Langfitt in Edinburgh. Thank you, Frank.
Great to talk, Eric.